Hello, we're looking at cards for September 12th and 13th, 2021, and they are Justice in the Reverse, Eight of Cups, and the Nine of Coins. The lifestyle to which one has become accustomed is something you used to hear in divorce cases when people were arguing issues of spousal support or dividing up property, houses, cars, stocks, bank accounts, and other spoils of war. On the surface, this is a straightforward story of walking away from an undesirable environment and or situation and being rewarded for it. There is a lot of money on the table today. The weight of this intriguing little drama is the Justice card in the past position today in the reverse. Obviously, Justice in the reverse would be injustice. Lady Justice, a Libra, scales in one hand and her sword of truth in the other, talks about equilibrium and equality. In the reverse, her scales are not even. This could be something of a legal nature not working out in your favor, or even the law itself not being on your side, or you not being honest yourself or with yourself. Today's energy is one of disillusionment and regret, the Eight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, and it's time to move on. I love this card in the Wild Unknown deck. Eight white long-stemmed goblets lay shattered at the base of a huge black mountain. This is a sobering up card, and all those drinks cost money, and from the looks of the Justice card in the reverse, could have cost a lot more than that. All those broken cups are broken relationships. Messy, messy, messy. Aside from divorce squabbles or bad decisions, Justice in the reverse to me is an entire system not working in our favor somehow. This is a very positive, very successful picture. So whatever, or whoever, it is that we found the courage to walk away from, the outcome is the rich single lady of the tarot, the Nine of Coins, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus. You may have had it with laws or taxes in your state or country. Someone could even be fleeing the law and or may be coming your way for a loan. So in the past we have injustice, in the future we have independence. This is an amazing reading and an inspiring one. This is having done it your way in spite of, as I look at the wobbly, uneven stack of gold cups on the olden time eight, the odds stacked against you. This is a lot of dissatisfaction in the workplace, and justice in the reverse can indicate harassment and discrimination. Today, not a good word. Discernment was the word I should have used the other day. This Mercury retrograde is gonna be a bitch. The Nine of Coins is a comfortable card. On the Wild Unknown version, nine gold medallions are safely tucked into a safe space between four feathers that form a square around them. Your nest is feathered, and it's a nice place to be if we've come by our wealth fairly. The suit of Earth is a hard-working, honest suit, and in the upright we can say that these creature comforts are well-deserved. So are creatures. We usually see the Lady of the Nine in a beautiful, well-kept garden with her animal companion, a hooded falcon. This is your sanctuary, and the Nine of Coins can actually be an animal sanctuary. This is a feeling of completion that has nothing to do with another human. We are self-contained, not only financially but emotionally. A nice vibe for a Sunday and a worthy goal.